This is the second interview with Maisie and Don Baker, and Maisie has handed over for copying for our files some interesting artifacts and photographs, which we'll add to our collection once we've copied them. And okay, Maisie, over to you.
Where would you like to start?
Well, I'm interested in the if I just identify the house in.
Well, it might be a bit, but don't you do that bit. Okay. Don, you come and do the house bit, please.
So, this was the this photograph is the Fife
house.
Family. Okay, and at. Okay, and so that that includes your mother in the photo.
Yes, my grandfather, my grandmother, which is Wally Fife and Julia Fife, and the dog. That's Mum's dog. And
that is this house that we're actually sitting in here at the moment.
Yes, that's where you came in, the front door.
Okay.
So
yes.
Well, I've changed all this because all that, when I got hold of it, had been rendered out and it was a mess and all that was rotten, so I changed it all.
Right.
I don't know who that is or that, but I know that's my Uncle Grover, which is a relative. Grover Haywood.
Okay. And is that Hay with an H-A-Y or
H-E-Y, I think it was, wasn't it?
H-A-Y.
Okay. All right, so in 2009 the house is 102nd birthday. Okay.
Yes, my grandfather owned this block, the next block. And my great-auntie, which was his sister, owned the next two blocks.
Right.
So they owned four blocks in this street.
In the street,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's right, this one. And he was offered the whole street for £50 in those days.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, that was a year's wage.
Yes,
Never had a
Do we know where the name Southern Hay came from?
No, the next one's Northern Hay.
Northern Hay, yes.
I have no idea.
They've intrigued me quite a bit, as my mother's maiden name is Hay. Every time I've seen the names of the street, I've wondered if it was something to do with a Hay family.
See,
you know,
the King William and Queen Street, yes, you could pick that all right.
Yeah.
But I mean, the strange part about it, Southern Hay and Northern Hay faced east and west.
Ah.
And there's a street up there called East Street, which faces north and south.
So, yeah, sometimes there doesn't seem to be quite the logic in the naming of the
I don't know whether I gave these to Paul or not. This is the logo in Edwards Park.
Right. Oh, yes.
And this is how they took it off. There's the logo in the yard. I sneaked off from work to do this. Up at Reservoir Station.
With the movie of the train. Now, when was this done?
I can't remember when that was done. I know it was a CIG. It must have been... must be in the 50s, I should say. Paul might have this. See, this is the logo came in the yard, and this is how they, there it is in the yard again, and this is how they transported eventually down, and there it is in the gardens, sitting there, ready to come off the concrete. There's the concrete piece, which they made there. So that, and there's all the pines and the...
Yes.
And this is how they hauled it on the...
Oh, right.
I don't know whether I gave Paul. Paul was after a lot of photos.
Okay. Well, another copy won't go astray. So, that'd be good if we could...
They're copied from a little photo as big as that.
They've come up extremely well. Goodness.
You see, our Reservoir Station, they had sidings, of course, now... That's just when massive public car park.
Oh, yes, you can see that, yeah. Okay. So then, and that was probably sometime in the 1950s. Okay.
Well, you might like to copy that too. That's where I was born. That's in Shakespeare Avenue Preston, as you can see. So that would have been the house was built in 1926, and I look about 12 months old there, so that'd be 1928, I think.
Oh,
and it's
right.
The only house in the street in that area that hasn't been altered. It's still exactly the same.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't say the garden part, but yes, the house is exactly the same.
And what number was that?
25.
25.
Yeah, 25. Okay. It's Mum and I.
So that was 1928.
Mm-hmm. So it would have been all the unmade roads and streets and what have you.
Built in about
1927. Whether you'd be interested in that or not.
Oh, yes, look, Northcote's got quite a lot of old houses. Mm-hmm. But Preston, you know, obviously it's taken a bit of time, you know, to get spread out, so
yes.
And Reservoir even more so.
Mm.
So actually the fact that there's one there that's still standing
exactly the same,
that's absolutely fantastic. Mm. Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Because a couple of houses either side, they've all been altered, and I occasionally go down there, and as I said, go slumming.
No,
that wouldn't be the 50s. I was at EMF then. Mm. It would be... When did I leave there?
Oh, I got no idea, Don.
Really? The 70s. I say it'd be in the 70s, not the 50s.
Oh, okay.
Change that.
Okay.
Well, 50s, when I was at CIG.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I was interested in the different talks that you talked about.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what I wanted to kind of
catch up with.
Yeah,
I thought you wanted to do that too, but I did actually think of a couple of things too, where Don used to say about the woodyard around the corner here, which used to... Burke Brothers Woodyard, which used to have the wood in the winter, and then they delivered ice in the summer.
Oh, right,
yeah.
so they covered both bases.
And actually Don, when he was quite young, or in our early married days, used to go down there and work on a Saturday to make some more money and then deliver.
On the big 6-foot saw.
Yeah.
And the whole... No earmuffs in those days. And the whole weekend my ears were... Still sorry.
Oh, so that's why you're deaf.
We used to cut the... Oh, that's why it is, yeah. We used to cut the wood up in the morning and then deliver it in the afternoon all around... And I got 30 shillings for the day.
Oh, which would have been quite a lot of money, actually.
Yeah. 30 shillings.
I dare say somebody's mentioned about Kiora Hospital too around here, have they? Yes, because
No, actually, we've been trying to get a bit more information about that because we keep getting requests get information, and we never seem to be able to find any. So as much information as you can give us about Kiora, we'll be very happy to...
I mean, the only information was that, you know, well, my vintage all had our babies around there, and it was the only... Well, no, it wasn't the only maternity hospital, I think. Hang on, was the one over by West Preston? No, I don't think there was. I think that was there. You went there or else you went to the women's hospital.
Right, okay.
And, of course, now we all laugh. Us oldies say, well, we had our babies there. Maybe we're going to end up here in the nursing home. It's a nursing home now.
Do you know, I mean, how long had it been a maternity hospital?
Oh, gosh. Well, our eldest daughter is 61, and it was way before then.
Yeah.
So we'd
be looking about in the 1920s, maybe?
Yeah, I would
or
say
even
so.
Perhaps even before that, yes. Right.
Because it was the only maternity hospital that I sort of knew of, you know, because I know originally I sort of thought, well, I'd go over to what is now John Faulkner, but it was Sacred Heart, but then realised we didn't have a car or anything, it was so far away, and, you know, ended up, but most of my vintage, we all went to Kiora to have our babies, and it was way before that, and Dine 61, so.
And it was because I think it was a private residence of it before it became...
Somebody said it was a private residence, but I don't really know. I don't know much about that at all.
Because that's where we're struggling to get a little bit of information, just how it became...
That's right,
a maternity.
It's strange how things flow on, too, from basically, like, diverting from that. As I think I might have told you about this little park, this little reserve, which was called Bosch Reserve.
Yes.
We were hoping to get it for the Gibbses, but anyway, I got on to the chap again today. He said, no, I've looked into it well and truly. And he said, I think what happened... well, he said that every park in Darabin is named after a councillor or a member of a councillor, that's right, or somebody to do with the council, which was Mr. Donoth, who was there for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And but I said, I've never heard of any anybody on the council here or anybody association with Bosch. And he's tried to look it up too, and he can't find anything with anybody by the name of FOCH, which is the street.
Yes.
So we must have just stirred, not stirred the pot, but when we were suggesting about it being called Gibbs Park.
Yes.
And then I thought, oh gosh, we haven't named that, we'd better name that. Well, I said it goes back 80 years anyway, and it hasn't had a name.
Did you see Wally's mention? Foch and Mason were generals either in the Crimean War.
Well, you're at the bottom of there anyway. But that's nothing, I'm just... See, this is me, Judy. I divert from one thing to another.
That's all right.
So,
About the private hospitals, you mentioned some houses. I was born in Mason Street behind the...
but that was only a little private house.
Yeah, private house. That's another private hospital.
What do you call them? Midwife.
Ah, right.
Yeah, I remember you were born around there.
So a little, sort of like a little private hospital.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It was in Mason Street behind the
service station.
Yeah, that's right. The little hospital.
Of course, we mentioned the Regent Fish Shop down here, didn't we? Which is...
I don't think you went into any detail
about
that.
We didn't, no. Well, see, the Regent Fish Shop, which is just down here in High Street, just down...
Next to the tire place.
Where the... garage used to be in here, and that has been a fish shop, we would say, 70, 80 years?
No idea.
It's never been anything else but a fish shop. Fish shop.
That's right.
And it's still a fish shop now. I think it's Chinese have got it now.
No, right.
And always had a good name. And it was run by a family of females. They remember the ladies all ran it? It was the ladies' fish shop. And eventually when they moved down to Rosebud and got a fish shop down there, and that's a long time ago too. But it's still a fish shop.
Right.
It's even got the, you know, remember the impressed steel as the sheet? But that's all in the roof and around the place, still there too. That's the old type of ceiling, which is all impressed with the steel, still up there, sheet steel, still there. Good shop.
Okay. Well, that's
now, how I got on to talking. You wouldn't believe it when I was young. You would find this hard to believe, but I would cross the road rather than speak to anybody. But anyway, I got over that. When I say, actually, because we worked 14 years as voluntary teacher student, and not voluntary teachers, with our neighbourhood watch work, with junior neighbourhood watch, which was absolutely wonderful, down at Preston Primary. And but basically, being, I was secretary, treasurer, everything of this one, but I don't know, I sort of got confidence, not from the point of any particular subject, but if I was researching something, and it would flow on from there, and, you know, well, actually, some of the things here I did, but I was doing something about, oh, this fellow from up at Yarra Junction, yes, who used to have the service station, he was 100 years old, and he was born in Yarra Junction, and then I found out through him that Kevin Hines was born there. And actually, we were invited over to meet Kevin Hines and his wife. They were just a lovely couple, absolutely couple, lovely couple. But sort of things flow on, and I think, oh, I could do a talk about that. And I mean, I've done what? Well, to some that I can remember, all about a junior, which I've done history of the Flying Doctors and history of the Victoria Police Force. My father worked for Mac Robertson, so I did a talk about, you know, Mac Robertson's and.
Yes.
And I did all
Roy.
Pardon?
Fitzroy.
Yeah, all around there, yes. Another one I've done is on the theatres. And then I was researching Gladys Stahl and found out why it was called Gladys Stahl, and then found out a lot of history. So, you know, they said, oh, give us a talk on that one too. So then another one developed from holidays, didn't it? That's right, about certain holidays.
And State Library, we went to see.
Where's this one of this thing here? Every Boxing Day, there's one there in the middle. Isn't it the Waruna in the middle, Don? Which is a Waruna.
Waruna.
Yes, in the middle. Well, they used to have like these ships, what are they called?
Steamships.
Mm-hmm. And every Boxing Day, my father, my mother, myself, and my Uncle Jim always used to have a trip on this Waruna. You got on it down here at
Port Melbourne.
Was
it Port Melbourne?
Might have been Port Melbourne, yes. It would have been Station Pier.
Oh, right.
And then we stopped at Queenscliff. Then across to Sorrento, and then you come all the way back again. Mm-hmm. It was a real ritual, but something that always stuck in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I was never able to find anything. We could find out about the ozone and the other one, but I could never find anything about the Waruna. And I think we're at the State Library, weren't we, or something. Yeah. I'd seen something about it.
A postcard or something.
And anyway, this is the only photo of this Waroona that we could find. So I sort of took, you know, that I did a talk about that too, about, you know, all the olden days there. So basically I don't do any specific talking on a subject, any subject that interests me. I'll get up and say a few words about it, you know. So
I'm interested in the theatres of the area.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to actually.
These were the local ones. These are the only local ones that were in the book that I've taken. Oh, that's right, because I haven't seen them. So this was down here opposite Beecham Street. It was only a small, really, it looks big there, but it wasn't. It was rather an intimate theatre, wasn't it? Because it had no upstairs, you just sort of gradually went up.
And I think I've seen that photo, but I don't think we've seen
Well, that's it inside. It's out of that same book, if you can find the book, and I can't think what the name it is. And but there was sort of a lot of history as far as that one was concerned, because it was a great one for the you know, the afternoon matinees on the Saturday, and the kids all swarmed in there, and one thing and another, and remember the, diverting, remember the night we were, because we were married then, I think, and there's been a terrible storm, and the water all flooded into the one side of the theatre, came down the walls, all down there. And when we came out, the water was right across the floor. Everybody's taking their shoes and socks off and just walking out, stocking feet. So that sort of has got memories too, as far as that one's concerned. But there were a lot in the book. This was the Regent Thornbury, which was
I haven't seen that one.
No,
and of the certainly of the inside of the Regent.
Yes,
I know. I've put a little bit of information on there, but mostly just the when it was running. But I don't recognise that one at all.
But that was a very popular theatre, wasn't it? You know, the Regent.
It made a mind.
But if I could get the book out again, I could go through. But I can't find the name of it. But I'll have to.
Okay, I'll have to have a look. And
yes,
it might be something that's actually available at the State Library.
Yes, it could too. I'm honest too. Yeah, to do more about it. That was another one that was down in Northcote, which was the Northcote Theatre.
Yes.
You got that one?
I think that's the one we've actually got quite a number of photographs of that one.
No.
No, that's the one that's converted into reception rooms. There's a little cafe on the corner.
I think so,
shops in the front. And I know that because it's often used, they go in the back. There's quite a lot of functions. It does actually still say Northcote Theatre up the top, but it looks like it needs a good paint.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? We've been passed on the train.
But that's a different photograph again from the ones that we've got.
Oh, well, you might as well take those.
Oh, well, I might as well
take those too.
I'll copy all of these.
It's all right, just think about the theatre. I don't know where my notes are now. Well, I had notes all about the theatre, but I don't know where they are. Probably somewhere else. No, they're not there. I don't know the theatre ones. I've got a whole lot of notes on the theatre, but I haven't, I can't find them. What are these? You name it, I've got it. I'll try to. Oh no, these were something we've taken out of another book. That's right. Nothing to do with Darabin, though, I don't think. Are we talking now?
Yes, I'll stop it for a second.
Yeah.